Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
Bye. Bless us one more time. Because before you, I'm really excited to have this opportunity. I'm Dr. Lowe Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, aired on WBSW Radio, the internet section, and we're number one. And pretty much Dr. Lowe Show is the real relationship talk show that really focus on things that relate to issues in relationship, but it has no filters. So we're excited to come before you. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I'll ask you to just join with the conversation and chat with Dr. Lewis D. Smith on relationships, emotion versus reality. And I'm telling you, this is an awesome topic to talk about. Also, you can catch us on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Along with, you have an opportunity. I'm just looking at my board, flash up names and names, and I'm just trying to keep that in mind, make sure I give them a shout out. So, a little tongue tied, but God has been so good. See, today was voting day. So as we talk on this, we're just talking about don't allow your emotions to outweigh the reality. We also want you to check us out by emailing the show. That's truly, truly. You have an opportunity. WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You can tweet the show. You have that opportunity as well. So we do want you to tweet the show. And you can tweet the show at the Smith Way Production or just Smith Way Production at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one. Then on Instagram, we have the pleasure of partnering with an awesome group of brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, the most progressive chapter in this organization. That's Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's their handle on Instagram, and you can be a part of that by checking them out and following and see exactly what they're doing. Also, we're being broadcast on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. We're using that Instagram, and then on Facebook. Okay, I'm telling you, all the 5,000 followers that we have or Facebook friends, hopefully you all of you have an opportunity to check us out. If you don't do it now, you can view it later. And that's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. I'm so glad to see our host of the Shannon Show joining us. And we look to get our show back up and running. And that's Queen Minister Lewis, which is Ministress Shannon Lewis joining us. Thank you so much, Minister Shannon, for joining us. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Love that blue and white. I'm telling you, I love this lady. Girl. That's my wife. Thank you so much for supporting. Then you have IfSaman_comfort joining us also on Instagram. So we just have an awesome show planned for you tonight. We want you to also keep in mind that we have on-demand episodes that you can check. In total, tonight we'll make 576 episodes. And this is our fifth year anniversary, dating back to 2017. So I'm just so excited to continue with God, this vision God gave me to move forward in this area. We're still moving, and we know he's watching over us. You can check out our On The Man episode on Facebook. Go to Facebook. That's DRL Diaberto Smith. You can go to Twitter. We got several accounts that we are posting on, and I already mentioned those accounts to you, as well as you have a great opportunity to go to LinkedIn, and that's Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with Tumblr. Same thing. You can just check us out on that. And again, Instagram. In regards to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood with the number 10, along with Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. I'm telling you, it's really, I'm so excited, you know, to be able to come before you tonight. I'm just seeing a few things kind of working its way through the air within our studio. But, you know, God, you know, whatever God created, we shouldn't worry so much about it. He's just making sure they have the same opportunities to be here. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. I'll tell you now, 33 countries, individuals at some point have watched what we're doing, have listened to what we're doing, and that makes us feel very excited within. So we feel like we are globally out there. The word is out there. So if you want to interact with us, we will share the word throughout the world. And that's what it's all about. We have our giveaways. We want you to register for WBSW Radio giveaways. You can use, we really would like to have your name along with a transactional means. If you have Cash App, put your name in your Cash App account. PayPal, find out what your name along with PayPal. Your name along with Venmo. And your name along with Zelle. Whichever one you have, send it to LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. And we'll make sure we allow you to be your name and your Cash App or whatever in transactional means placed in our raffle that we have. Also, we'll be from time to time sending some love offerings. And we can't send it if we don't have your Cash App. Can't send it if you don't. We don't have your PayPal. We can't send it if you don't have your Venmo. We can't send it. We can't to your Zelle account if we don't have it. You have to send it and let us know by sending your name or whatever number that connects you on Zelle. So we are excited about having that opportunity to give back. See, God has blessed us. We don't have a whole lot, but whatever we have, we don't mind sharing. And that's the complete team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we make sure we can give back to you. Let's talk about our title tonight, relationship. Emotion versus reality. You know, we normally, I have co-hosts that join us from time to time, and our particular relationship strategist, brother, pastor, Eddie, very busy, he's been keeping them busy, coming up with strategy and relationship, just work with individuals and put them on the right track. You always said, do not let emotion drive the car. If you allow emotion to drive the car, it will lock out reality. See, when your emotion is taking the, you know, getting the best of you, and the reality needs to set in, it will, if it's driving a car, it'll lock the door. And won't that reality get in so you can be successful? So let's keep in mind about reality and emotion. So before we can move forth and talk about emotion versus reality, we have to talk about what is emotion. See, people just don't understand what is emotion. Is it you getting upset, getting angry, talking loud? Maybe you just acted away. You may be aggressive, passive aggressive, whatever it be. Your emotions controlling it because it's so important. So your emotional well-being is a major part of you being the person who you are. A mature person is mature in all of the well-being. Not only emotion, but mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. If you're mature in those five, you have a chance to be successful in anything that comes your way in life, especially a relationship. But when we look at emotions. We ask the question again, what is emotion? And we have to truly look at a couple of things. We have to understand that it's a psychological state that includes subjectivity, psychological things, behavior, which are falls into the form of elements. It is a psychological state that includes subjective, psychological, and behavior elements. You say, what are you talking about? See, emotion can exert a powerful influence over you and sometimes others. So you have to understand what emotion is. See, emotion is a complex experience of consciousness, bodily sensation, come on, behavior that reflects the personal significance of a thing. So emotions involve how you respond and how you physically respond. Emotions involve how your response will be verbally and nonverbal. Emotions causing your behavior, whether you will be angry or you will be hurt, humiliated. See, that's what emotion is all about. See, it's a powerful influence. So that's why when we talk about relationship, emotion plays a powerful part in that relationship. But you can't let the emotions overshadow reality. So I want you to think about that for a second. Are you going to let emotions overpower reality? And if you allow that, then you will have to deal with your body sensational, you know, excitement that comes inside of you, but sometimes it can be a pushback on you to the point where you feel hurt, humiliated. Sometimes you become abusive. See, emotions are all about behavior. We had all types of behavior that goes along with your emotions. Those complex experiences that you go through. And emotions is always a conscious decision. See, that's why we talk about emotions versus reality. See, emotion is a conscious decision. See, it is complex. And that's why some of our individuals struggle. Our young people have a mighty struggle with emotions. And we expect as a person who has some experience from things they have incurred in life, in their life, people who have knowledge should respond in a different way. But a lot of times, because sometimes our feelings are easily hurt, sometimes our sense of humiliation comes into play. And then sometimes we respond feeling abused mentally and physically and emotionally. So we have to be careful when we're defining or explaining what emotion is. Emotions for you may be different for me. We give a shout out to, this is Tony Renee. Thank you for joining us. And John Hutton, my brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, an active member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, John, Brother John Hutton, for joining us. We are the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Emotions. It plays a major part in all phases of your life. Whether you're in a relationship with family, whether you're in a relationship on the job, whether you're in a romantic relationship, whether you're in a friendship. Emotion plays a major part in how you handle each one of those areas. There are many more, but let's keep in mind those four. I tell you, it's so important that we look at emotions and say, it creates behavior. Sometimes acceptable and unacceptable. See, people always think because somebody said there's a behavior situation, there was an unacceptable behavior. But there are accepted behaviors. See, you may feel emotional, then you will display one of your love language, which is physical touch. Come on now. See, you want to give it a hug somebody, and you want to be hugged back. So emotion plays on you and create your behavior that either accepted or unaccepted. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can join the show, and we can talk about relationship, emotion versus reality. I want to give a shout out to Victoria Attitude. Thank you, Victoria, for taking time to join us. It's truly been a while since I've seen you up there, but I know that there are some times throughout the broadcast, and when it's posted, I see your view on it. Thank you so much, Victoria Attitude. Let's talk about reality. And truly, before I go to reality, I want to swing back a little back to emotion. I'm going to put something beside emotion. Emotion is feeling. It's how you control your feelings. That's what emotion is all about. We've been using terms that best explain it. But let's put it in this one word, feeling. Emotion is feeling. So let's look at, people say you're in your feeling, how it will challenge reality. See, first of all, we got to understand true reality is simply the existence that was created for mankind. And for everything else, just remember that reality is real. See, my feelings are real. Truly, we have to keep that in mind. So when I said, talk about emotions, I share with you, it can fall in a complex example of a consciousness is sensation along with behavior. So in reality, we talk about things that are simply exist in mankind. So we know emotion is part of our mankind. See, when we talk about well-being, I have to go back and tie well-being in to what we're talking about. Because emotion is a well-being. See, you have to be mature emotionally enough to deal with situations. Because it's all about your complex experience of consciousness and bodily sensation and behavior that reflects the personal significance of a thing. That's emotion. So when we say your emotional well-being and being mature, we're asking you to take an opportunity to check your feelings. See, emotion is feeling. Come on now. And how it relates to reality. I said that, see, reality is all about simple existence of each and every one of us and everything else around us. See, the best we can do to seek and understand, I want you to take an opportunity here, then, understanding of this reality is that we can comply See, whatever life dictates to us, it's reality. So if your feelings, come on now, are hurt, that's reality. Are humiliated, that's reality. If you in an abusive situation, that's reality. The point is that we have to understand that reality tied to whatever is dictated to us. We classify it as reality. The title of our show tonight is Relationships, Emotions versus Reality. Feelings versus Reality. What are the differences, you may ask? Because we're saying emotions are feelings. I want to give a shout out to Shanita Arrington Mitchell, who's joining us as well. Thank you so much. And I see Victoria's Attitude is joining us on two devices. Thank you so much for being a part of me on Instagram. Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood number 10, along with Coach Dr. Elizabeth Smith, 15. Thank you. Each and every one of you all for taking time. I want to wave. I'm going to give a wave to the Vickers Coach. To me. I got several on top that I need to get to, but I'm going to show it. So what is different between feeling and reality? I want you to think about that, because I want you to be a part of the show by either on Facebook or Instagram, typing in your feeling, typing in, as I say, what is the difference between, you know, feelings and reality. Type it in. I need for you to be interactive, because that's what WBSW Radio, the internet station, where number one, it's an interactive opportunity for you to share with all of us. The difference between feeling and reality. On Facebook, you have an opportunity to type in what is feeling to you, what is reality. Emotion and feeling ties into one another. Reality is a different situation. I like going back to what Pastor Pratt said. Sometimes we get into our feelings. We're in a car, we get angry. We start driving, we have our mate, our spouse, or whoever beside. We're not happy with what's been said. So we feeling hurt. So we're driving faster and faster and faster. And the truth of the matter, reality is outside knocking on the window. Said, let me in, because we need to allow your feelings to reduce to a point where you understand reality is that you driving fast can create something that could be devastating. If you allow your feelings to be out of control, it will lead to unacceptable behaviors. So you're never going to get it. Behavior when you get so upset and angry. You know, I had an old saying that I heard many years ago when it said that you can allow your feelings to get to the point where you get so upset and angry that you'll step across the line between sanity and insanity. It don't take much. It's easy to be pushed across the line, but you know, if you gather yourself, you can step back. Let me give a shout out to the ladies of Baker by Baker Sorority Incorporated. That's B5B_PMV. So we're so glad to have you all with us. Hi, new Baker chapter. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's look at that difference again. I gave you a good example when I talked about the car, and you're in the car and you're having a conversation or argument or fuss with your with whoever's in there, whoever it may be, and you get so upset, then you get emotional, and you start driving a little bit out of control. Then you have the person beside you, they fronted as well, but you're knocking on the window. That's reality knocking, slow this car down. Because what at the end can be devastating, even if you're not in a car. When you're having a conversation with someone, and you're not happy with the conversation, you respond in a way where you can't recover from. the difference between feeling and reality. See, when we're talking about treatment and recovery, we learn that feelings are not facts. That's something I want you to remember. When I ask you what was the difference between reality and feelings, I'm going to tell you feelings are not facts. Feelings are, well, somewhere inside of you because of the emotional part of you, this psychological state you are in leads to behavior elements. So feelings are not facts. And we should learn that, and we will learn that from year to year. I always tell people the experience you go through when you attain knowledge. Your knowledge is how to deal with your well-being. That's why the foundational principles that we experience in our life leads us to a point in life where we become persons of wisdom and mature. And when you become mature, you understand feelings are not facts. Feelings are just a dictation of reality. People say it's not a dictation of reality, but it can be a way for you to escape reality because you get so upset and you blame it on someone else. There's a show that comes on when I watch from time to time. It may be on BET or another one of the channels called Snap. It might be on another channel. See, you was calm and then something pushed you to you snap. So now you have lost reality and now it's all about your fear. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Olivia Smith. And this title, Relationship, Emotion versus Reality. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors. That's TriStat LLC, consulting to meet your needs in the area of grant writing, in the area of government. They are a consulting firm that can meet your needs. For information, if you want to know more about what they're doing, you can call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. That's TriStat LLC, a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama. They can meet your consulting needs. You need a consultation about what you're trying to do. If you're trying to help your organization, you're writing grants, you're trying to help your government, your municipality, whether it's a state level, whatever it may be, we're creating your reality. Should. Because you can't, it's hard to control your feelings sometimes. If you allow it to take your reality, you'll fall into that, what I just shared about that show. Snap. You might snap and step across the line, but when reality hits you, you're going to be like, wow, I went a little bit too far. So you got to, let's keep in mind, by connecting your feelings with our emotions, we become more in control of what's going on around us. In essence, our feelings. See, when we connect both of them, we can deal with what is happening around us. When you connect feelings with emotions, you are now or become more in control of how we respond back to life. See, the fact of life is reality. See, when you put them together and realize that, you know, I want to think about it. You know, I have this rule I use even in my career. No matter what came, I have an 8 seconds rule. I take, no matter what happened, I'm going to take 8 seconds to think about it before I even respond or react to it. So just remember, your emotions connects with your feelings. And if you can't get a control of it, it leads to a response to what you're going to do in life. It becomes reality. So you ask yourself, what is reality in our life? Reality are the things in life that are commonly observed and verified to exist. Things that are consistent and not random are influenced by conformity and mass hysteria. That is reality. Things that happen in your life. But you have to have some kind of control of it. If you control your feelings and your emotions, your reality would allow you to influence your conformity. It allow you to control your mass hysteria. This is what reality is. So we ask the question, feelings and emotions versus reality. We're together right now. But before we do, we want to give a shout out to another sponsor. Another sponsor, that's L&T Lawn Service. The manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, you can contact Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. That's another sponsor of the show we have tonight. Since we were talking about emotions and feelings and reality, we're going to put it, what is emotional reality? Maxine, what is emotional reality? You can type in your comments. I really would like for you to do. If not, call in. And the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Or you call in, you can listen to the show here. Or you can call in if you want to share your thoughts about emotional reality. You press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying them last 4 digits. At your location, then you can chat with Dr. Elizabeth E. Smith on emotional reality. What is emotional reality to you? See, emotional reality, unlike physical reality, is created rather than observed. Say that again. Emotional reality, unlike physical reality, is created rather than observed. We know the difference. You have emotional compared to physical. Physical going to take an action of what you're doing. You can create physically and not do anything emotional. All is in your mind. It's your thought process. It's what's going on. It's your feeling. So you got to be careful. So again, emotional reality, unlike physical reality, is created rather than observed. People create the emotional reality in which they live. So you create it. Physical will be observed. Emotional will be created by you. You'll sit there and think about it. Golly, did I do that? Yes, you did. Emotional reality truly is, by large, is created by people in which they live. Their lives. To your lives, you create the emotional reality. The unfortunate thing about it when you start creating things to happen, what it leads to, the choice of which reality we create is usually made by default. It's all in your hands. It's a kind of habitual, automatic pilot derived from temperament. You remember that. It's like an automatic pilot in you. When things start happening, emotional reality start happening, it's your temperament. Some people going to smile about it. Some people going to frown about it. Some people going to disparate words. We have no sense of going to curse, going to use profanity. Because their temperament is being affected. Then you have your experience, along with your metabolism. See, when your temperament get challenged, your metabolism changes, and that's when your body responds in a way based on, some people say, if you've been through this in an abusive situation, you go to defense. So expand in the areas of emotional reality have been primed. We have to be careful. We have to seek support. That means going to somewhere where they can help you. Meeting with an agency that can provide you with the help. Sometimes we can't go to family members. Sometimes we can't go to friends. Sometimes we have to invest in our emotional, mental, physical well-being. So it'll lead you to understand how emotion affects our perception of reality. Just remember, emotions are feelings. They're your temperament. Emotions call your metabolism to speed up. Emotions are based on your experience. Just remember, your emotions or your feelings affect your perception of reality. I asked you earlier, emotions versus reality. You got to know what reality is. You have to know what emotions is. Because emotions, we know, is going to be part of our psychological makeup. And it can be subjective. It's a part of our behavior element. It's about our feelings. Sometimes our feelings can take control of our actions. The best thing when you see that happening, to plan an exit route. I don't care if it takes you a day or two. But you got to plan, because the emotions and the feelings, well, they're out of control. They're dangerous. Back to our car scenario. If you're driving in the car and you get upset with your mate, spouse, your friend, you're driving and you're driving fast because you're angry, because here we go, that metabolism. And your body becomes all excited inside, but it's part of anger. That's your feelings and your emotions. And you have the reality knocking on the door. See, it is knocking, said, let me in. Because if you don't let me in, what's down the road might not be good for either one of us. We have to always keep that in mind. So, how do emotions affect our perception of reality? Let me give a shout out to Dr. Ashley Elkins, who's joining us. Thank you, Doc, so much for being a part of this. Also, I always share that I noticed that she's in law school as well now, so she's expanding her horizon. She's focused on what she's capable of doing. She's in reality. Yeah. Go ahead on, Ashley, do what you did. A shout out to H.C. Plattsburgh. It's H.C. Plattsburgh is joining us as well. Thank you so much for being a part of it, an organization, H.C. Plattsburgh. Emotions affect our perception of reality. So that means our feelings affect our perception of life. Let's keep that in mind. Let's break it down. Emotions are your feelings. Reality is life. So let's see how those emotional feelings of just your feelings affects your perception of reality, which is life. The emotional, which is feelings, routinely affect how and what we see. The people don't realize that. See, they got to realize that how you feel truly affects how and what the things we see in life. We have to be careful, because we're talking about your feelings going to affect the reality. And I'm seeing Dr. Ellis right now. How do you respond to that? You respond to it by making sure you understand on your maturity in your emotional well-being. So that's one of the well-being that keeps us level. So you have to work on it. Well, how do you work on that? First of all, when you understand that emotion is all about feelings, you have to work on accepting things when it happens. Don't allow it to take you to a level that you cannot control yourself. You have to make sure you allow the part of you which is your feelings. When people say you and your feelings, now they should know you and your feelings, even if you're not accepting of what those individuals is presenting to you. Their presentation is not acceptable. Sometimes just being hardcore don't always work for people. Sometimes you have to just throw them in a matter where they won't get upset, and that is, they still may get upset, but you have to let them know. We all have opportunities in life to find people that fit, that connect. So work on not allowing your feelings to control your actions. And how some people say, how do you do that, Doc? You have to truly understand what are your feelings. What are the emotional aspects of your life. Everybody's different. There's no one answer to it. There's no one fit to it. You have to recognize what causes your feelings to take you to a level that you're not. You're saying that the emotion or your feelings routinely affect how and what you see. See what you see. You know how people say they're blind by love? Because your emotional part see love. And just remember how you deal with that is love is from your internal part, not what you see. What look good, what smell good, may not always be good. Allow your heart and your soul to guide you. It helps you to navigate through this tough world. Allows you to pick out people who for you and against you. So you have to make sure you realize that fear is another thing. See, fear is just just where it affects and can affect your low level of visual process and mood. See what fear do to it? It's not a high level visual process and mood. It's a low level, see? Fear gets you afraid and you have to respond and you may drop to go back in the corner, go back and lock up because you're afraid of what's going on. We always say that if you want to be loved and you want to love someone, it's not about fear to love them. It's all about feeling vulnerable inside to be able to say that my heart and my soul going to recognize good when it's good, and it's going to recognize bad when it's bad. Always look at it from an inner self. See, that's a high level. See, this is a high level in here. This is not a low level visual process or move. This is a high level here. It also allows you to be goal-oriented. If I'm going to get into this situation in a relationship, back, the goal is that I want to be happy. I want to be full of joy. I want to have peace. And when it's ever threatened, and peace, joy, and happiness, and love is threatened, you got to move on out of that. See, you can't stay there and continue on allowing your goals, directed desires to change to accommodate someone else. You got to make sure you stick with what's inside of you. Don't let nobody else or anybody, somebody, or everybody change what your desires and your goals are. Because you have to live with the consequences. Give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining. The next thing we have to remember is that if you want to have a healthy relationship, you have to truly understand emotions. You have to truly understand your feelings. And you have to understand what reality is. See, emotions and feelings being a subdued response on being negotiated becomes truly how we feel. I added feelings and emotions in the beginning to let you know we tied it in. So your emotions in your feelings. You truly have to remember that. See, emotions and feelings allow you awareness. Allow you control over a response that brings out reality. That's why when you're dealing with situations, allow your heart and your soul to guide you, because that's your internal self. It knows best. It is connected with our Lord and Savior. He's going to bring you joy. He's going to bring you peace. He's going to bring you love. But he ain't going to bring it to the outside. It's going to come in the inside. We give a shout out to Pastor. We're going to say Brother Pastor Christopher Bennett of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Saint by Sigma, chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Bennett, for joining us. We have to remember that emotion puts you in a situation that you, the response that you would bring into play will be subdued. And it allows you to be a negotiator inside of your body. You negotiate in the time. That's why I talk about my 8-second rule. I use as I was an administrator and a coach. I had an 8-second rules that always responded based on what the 8 seconds brought about. The 8 seconds gives me a chance to do what? To paper my move. It gives me an opportunity to visualize what may happen. It gives me that opportunity to be aware and take control of my situation. It allowed me to put everything into reality and not reacting on a feeling or on emotion. So in a healthy relationship, you need to not operate on too much on emotion. You have to operate on reality. The reality is that as you develop feelings for someone, you got to make sure it's from your inner self, not your outer self. No matter what your eyes see, it can look as beautiful. Just like that old saying, it could be a sheep in wool clothes. Truly, it's a wolf in sheep clothes. You got to recognize that it looks good, but it might not be always. So you allow your feelings to recognize that. And it sends a trigger to your reality that whatever choice I make or whatever my response is, it allowed me to make the right choice. You never make mistakes. People never tell people I made a mistake. No, you didn't make the right choice. See, you can rebound from making the wrong choice. But it's hard to rebound from a mistake. Always keep that in mind. So your feelings are important. Your inner self. Operate based on that. Your inner self. That's what you need to make sure you do. We want to touch on a couple more things. Because when you're dealing with your relationship, you want it to be as healthy as possible. On our show, we talk about tiers of relationship, characteristics that leads to a healthy relationship. And always remember, when we're talking about emotion versus reality, that's a characteristic of a healthy relationship. Put in whatever category you want. Self-love is all about reality. Honesty. It's all about reality. Trust is all about reality. Communication is all about reality. Truly never forget. Compromise. It's all about reality. Commitment is all about reality. Truly, you have to put that into the category when you're making decisions. Based it on truly reality, not fear. And the last thing I want to focus on, we're down to about 5 minutes. We want to look at how you manage and respect big emotions. Why should you manage and respect big emotions? First of all, managing our emotions helps us make better decisions. So in essence, you're managing your feelings. That's why the 8-second rule allows you an opportunity to negotiate and manage your response. If you respond right there, what you're going to do is make a mess of it. It's going to put you in a bad situation. Also, remember, emotion truly is a choice. So you choose to be angry. You choose to be fearful. You choose to be sad. You choose to be shamed. You choose to be guilty. You choose to be painful and allow that to control your life. See, it plays a major role in your life. when you choose to allow feelings to create painful emotions. Five ways to manage this. I'm sorry, not manage, won't be five ways, but to be able to understand that your emotions, your feelings help you to make big decisions, a better decision, if you want to say, whether they big or small. That's what emotions do. That's why you have to get a handle on it. You have to get the handle on your feelings. If you snap it off, kind of somebody say something to you every time, you're not going to make the best decision. Understanding your emotions. Dr. Edwards said, how are we going to deal with it? You have to understand your emotions first. Creates your response. You can make it a big decision, a small decision, but the most important thing when you understand your emotions, you make the best decision. So when you understand your emotions, that allows you to become aware of the triggers. See, don't let somebody you in a relationship trigger you to respond. And sometimes individuals observe you and see what triggers you in your emotions. Now you have stepped out of reality. So you take an opportunity to gain insight on how to respond in a constructive way. How to respond in a positive way. How to respond in a way that's going to help you be successful. So the question, how do you respond? You gain insight in what's going on. Sometimes it's being observant. Sometimes it's listening, not talking. Because when you're talking back and forth with each other, nobody hears each other. That's not effective communication. So just remember when we talk about those characteristics of a healthy relationship, if someone is pushing your butt because they know what triggers you, you need to take a step back and gain some insight on how you can control your way you respond to things in a constructive way. Always remember that. And when we talk about gaining control over your emotions, first thing you need to do is self-care. See, in a healthy relationship, those things we talk about are self-care. Understand your self-worth. Don't let nobody trigger you and have you to step out of what we say, out of care. Because your emotions and your feelings have taken control of the situation, and now you got to eventually come back to reality. And you'll be saying, what have I done? People remember the negative part about you always. They always want to focus on that. They never want to lift up the positive part. So don't give them no ammunition. Maintain a healthy relationship. This is how you're going to be able to gain control over your emotions. Try to maintain a healthy relationship. Work on those things we shared with you about a healthy relationship and the characteristics of it. Stop suppressing. Reappraise what's going on in your life. Take time to think about it. Don't keep suppressing these things. I'm going to shout out to Eric J. Owen, the member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, one of my students from McKinsey, and now a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Proud of you guys, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Practice mindfulness. Just be aware of what you're doing. Take time to think about it. Be mindful of what's happening. The next thing to control or gain control over your feelings and your emotions. Prevent emotional outbursts. if you ever blow small out of proportion, you're probably going to feel pretty bad after. That's what we're talking about. Reappraise the situation. Think about it before you respond to it. And finally, when we're talking about some tips to have a happy relationship or keep your relationship happy for the long haul, these are some tips, and we're going to wrap it up for the day because we're over the time. One of the things is make sure you have joyful times together. After that, make sure you are excited about being with that person and the new experience that you're about to go into. Make sure you're happy, joyful, peaceful, and have love in your life. That's all about show your love and don't hold back. People always say, well, you know, I don't know enough to show love. See, love is from your inner self, not your outer self. Hugging somebody and telling them you love them is not love from your inner self. That's an external love. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Your heart and your soul. God got you. He's going to take care of you. I'm telling you, he's going to take care of you. He's taking care of me. I'm speaking as a living witness. He's taking care of me. And I'm so thankful that God has blessed me where I can love and be loved. So thankful that I love for my inner self and not my outer self. I don't know what that is. I don't tell. Yeah, I love you at the yep. I tell you, I love you because I love you from my inner self. Keep your identity as an individual. That's how you make that keep that relationship going. We'll give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. I hope you're doing all right. Our prayers for you to your speedy recovery. I think you said you were getting on Facebook. You're getting out of the hospital very soon. We're praying for a speedy recovery. We're praying for you and your family to continue to support one another and love you. Don't be defensive. Engage in open communication. We're talking about how you gain control, how you have a long-lasting relationship. This is how you'll be happy for the long haul. Remember to be generous. These are the things that are going to help you and help your relationship have the joy that you're asking for. These are the things that are going to keep your relationship exciting. These are those things. Quickly, I'll repeat them. Make sure you have a joyful time together. God smile when you're joyful. I'll give a shout out to a couple of individuals joining us, and that's the New Sigmas, probably N-E, New Sigmas. Thank you to brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Might be New England area Sigma. Shout out to our sponsor. We gave us, read out his information earlier. William Scott, Mr. William Scott, and his family is William Scott, 137, and he's the owner and operator of TriStab LLC out of Selma, Alabama. You can contact him because he can meet your consulting needs, and the number is 334-320-5438. Keep in mind, be open to new experience. The next thing is show your love. Don't hold back. But it has to come from your inner self, not your eyes. Because if you're not genuine or authentic, people are going to pick up on that and they're going to realize they're playing other games. Keep your identity as an individual because we have individuality. We're different people. We have different experiences. We've had different experiences. But we can come together to be one. Don't be defensive. Engage, always engage in open community. The last but not least on your kingdom, remember to be generous. It's important. We're talking about relationship, emotion versus reality. We have shared with you tonight. I tell you, God has been so good and blessed us with an opportunity to share that title with you. Substance, topics to go along with. So just remember your definition for emotion. How it relates to your feelings. And by understanding emotion and feelings, you can operate in the realm of reality. Your relationship can be different. And I tell you, it's been awesome coming before you. I want to thank you for here. I want to thank the team, truly the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. Thank you, brothers, for what all you're doing. They're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They have a holiday celebration coming up on December 10th. Check them out in Greenville, Alabama, from 7 to 11 at the Butler County Fairground. And you can go to Eventbrite and purchase a ticket. And the cost of the ticket is $25 for general admission. If you want to sit in a VIP area, we're going to say one, you can. And that costs $40. And that comes along with a bottle of champagne, $2 of champagne for the table. And you'll be right there with our outstanding DJ, who's going to be getting entertainment, which is the brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. That's brother Darryl E-Train Elliott, also one of the hottest radio personalities in South Central as well as South Alabama, on the Big KB. You can go to it and check him out. He's from 2 to 6, the Big KB. That's truly 94.1. There are about 7, 8 other stations. When he's broadcasting from 2 to 6, you can hear him all over South Central as well as South Alabama. Brother Darryl, so check us out. And also, if you want to be in Tier 2 with the VIP, you can. Cost is $35. Tier 1 is around the stage, around the entertainment floor, dance floor. Tier 2 is in the first rows of where the general section is, and you will receive champagne as well. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Throwing them out. Go on to the Eventbrite, purchase the ticket now. You can go in there and click on the map, the venue map, and you can pick your seat and what table you want. $25 or either $35 for VIP2, which is Tier 2, VIP Tier 2, and VIP Tier 1 is $40, and it's close to the stage. Check it out. The brothers are giving back because all the portion of proceeds are going to scholarship and other things that the Z Squad Foundation is doing. It's sponsored by the Z Squad Foundation. So we look to provide to an offer. But you go to Eventbrite. You don't have to call a brother. Just go to Eventbrite. And I've been sending out to everybody, making sure everybody get a copy of, get access to go to get the tickets. And I will be posting it back on Facebook. You go to Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, LinkedIn, all of those, you'll be able to access that. Out in Butler County on December the 10th. It's a holiday celebration. It is truly magic under the moonlight. That is the theme for the show. Dress to impress. No athletic attire. Check it out. Go to Eventbrite. And it falls on the holiday celebration. And you can purchase, but you can go to my Facebook page, Instagram, with all the forms with Zeta Phi Sigma, with the other Instagram pages, and link it in, and you can click it all and go get your ticket. We look forward to seeing you there. I tell you, it's been awesome, man, being here tonight, because hopefully something was shared with you, will prepare you in a sense of comfort, understanding relationships, and the difference between emotions and reality. Never let emotion and feelings drive the car and lock reality out. I tell you truly, I love each and every one of you all. I tell you, man, I love you. It's been good having you here. And I tell you, God is so good from my heart. And it's truly from my heart. I want you to know that. It is from my heart. So God has blessed me so many ways. So glad. No song today. I'm so glad and I'm glad about it. Ooh, it'll bring joy in my life. And I want to do the same for you. That's what WBSF Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible. COVID is still out there. Make sure you take care of your family and yourself. Hashtag keep on grinding or keep on grinding. That's what it's all about. Keep on working at a relationship. Make it work. If you want it to work, if it's the one thing. Also, hashtag, make it do what it do. Communicate with understanding. It's a mindset. What it's all about. And it's a state of mind. And we got this. We're going to do it together. Because I love each and every one. Shout out to Carol. It's Carol Davis joining us. Thank you so much, Carol Davis, for joining us as we get ready to close out. And as we close out, as I always say to each and every one of you all, because it's good to come from me, because it's coming from my heart. I tell you, I'm so thankful, brother, for you all. And I'm thankful for everybody who's joining us. Thank you for being listeners and watchers of WBSW Radio, the internet station, and number one. And we're so glad to be here. Thank you so much. So have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow. We got our sports show, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. It's 7:30 p.m. Central Time, Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're out on that, truly true on that West Coast, Pacific Coast, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. We look forward to having you on. So as we close out, and I always make sure I do this because it's important. I want to tell you truly, truly. I love you from my heart, and I'm going to say it emphatically. It's true. It is true. I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome day.